Blog Talk Radio.
Greenskeeper, they say that doesn't mean anything, you know, until I'm the head greenskeeper.
Can you give me a ruling on this?
Well, sit down. Come on.
No, I don't want to stick to anything in here.
Take this thing off.
Don't go to too much trouble.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. Baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Hi out there, this is Andy Parker from UFO, and you're listening to Hard Rock and Sports with Tommy and Jeff.
Hi, this is Gazer Butler, and you're listening to Hard Rock and Sports with Jeff and Tom.
Hey, this is Big George Foreman, and you're listening to Hard Rock and Sports. Don't you change.
Hey, everybody, this is Kasim Sultan, a very, very famous bass player, and you are listening to Hard Rock and Sports with Tommy Florio and Jeff Talinsky.
Hey, this is Ken Aronoff. You listen to Hard Rock Sports with Jeff and Tom.
I can say right now, I can say, this is Joe Satriani. You are listening to Hard Rock and Sports Radio with Tommy and Jeff. Go Jets!
Hi, this is Mark Berner, and you're listening to Jeff and Tom on the Hard Rock and Sports Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. This is Pamela Moore, and you're listening to Hard Rock and Sports with my buddies Tom and Joe on Block Talk Radio.
Hey, rock fans. Mark Gutscott from Trickster hanging out with my good buddies, old Jeff and Tom, right here on Hard Rock and Sports. You listen, crank it up.
But hey, enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
Yes, and that's my cue to start the show. Welcome to another edition of the Hard Rock and Sports, your three-hour weekly get-together where we bring you the biggest news from around the world of hard rock, heavy metal, and of course the wide world of sports, and live from high atop Hard Rock and Sports Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey. It's Thursday night, October the 28th, and it's pitch dark out there, folks. It is darker than dark, and it is we are creeping from fall right into winter. I can feel it coming. But right here, it's warm and toasty, and it's Thursday night, and we got a lot to talk about. We got so much on the agenda tonight, I don't know where to begin other than to say I hope you guys have had a great week. I hope that you guys are snuggled in and ready to go. We're seconds. That's how I feel right now. We are seconds from the Christmas holiday. That's right, seconds. Why do I say that? Because somewhere around November the 1st, I start to hear Christmas music on my radio. That's right. November 1st, we start hearing Christmas music. Now I'm starting to get ready. I'm getting pumped. And I will take full advantage. A tree will go up as soon as possible this year. There is lots to get to. We got a nice space for the tree this year. We're looking forward to the holidays around here, the Hard Rock and Sports Show. We'll celebrate with you right here. Each of the eves is on a Friday, so that means we'll be able to do our little Christmas show and our New Year show right here. We'll get some guests on, so lots to talk about between now and then. We got a lot to get to tonight. Tonight we'll get the Jets win. I'm sorry, the Giants win. Jets get embarrassed. We'll get the NFL news. Tom Brady 600 TD. The World Series kicked off, and I tell you, they must be embarrassed. Major League Baseball and their sponsors must be embarrassed about this World Series issue. I'll tell you why. We'll talk about this week's football betting lines. We'll talk about will John Gruden sue. We'll talk about the hypocrisy of the NFL. A lot of NFL tonight. I got one for Jeff. One song that every band, when the name of the band is brought up, what song comes to mind? I think that's an interesting conversation. NAACP tells athletes not to sign with any teams in Texas. We'll talk about the overtime rules in college football. We'll do a little college football. We do a lot of regular football. We got some music talk. We'll talk about Dee Snider. We got a lot to get to tonight. So hang in there. Stick around. Yeah. Oh, Pinky Mac. He's never going to let this up. I got to tell you. He's a one-trick pony, my friend. But so much to talk about. I hope you guys have had a great week. It's been an okay week for me. I am busting butt, but that's okay. That's what they pay me for. But let's get to the show. We can't kick off the Hard Rock and Sports Show without bringing on my partner in crime, my best buddy, my guy from 40 years, and the sexiest man on his side of the screen, Mr. Jeff Tomlinski. What's up, Hefe?
What's up, man? The czar is here.
The czar is there. You're looking dapper this week, czar.
Yeah, I am right now.
You are, czar. Let's do it like we do it every week. And it's been copyrighted and trademarked. Czar, how was your week?
Uneventful.
Uneventful. That's good.
Which is a good thing.
Yes, I think at this point in our lives, uneventful is good.
Yeah. You didn't wake up with shit all over the bed. You didn't push yourself in the middle of the day. Didn't have to drink your dinner through a straw.
Yeah.
Life is good.
A lot of truth to all of that, my friend. A lot of truth to all of that. So, but Jeff, it's been an interesting football week. It's been an interesting sports week. Lots of some craziness mandates. I see that you got your pumpkin. When is the big?
The reason I'm saying that I'm showing you this
is
because I heard your Christmas rant.
Go ahead.
And I must say that you know that I am a big Christmas man.
I know you are.
And I can't wait. And I've already started, outlining certain things. And soon, we're going to be, look at this, guys. My suspension is over.
What's up, Kumari Lou?
Is that your first one or what? I got to start getting the lights together.
Okay.
And for the outside of the house, inside of the house, may start decorating the inside of the house with lights.
Okay.
As soon as next weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I gotta see. I'm gonna see if maybe start putting the lights in the windows to see where everything is done. But I'm looking forward to it. Now, I don't know. I told you the Hard Rockin' Sports Christmas party. The date was that was the beginning of December.
Yes.
You got to let me know what's going on with
that. Yes, we'll know my wife's schedule this week. Her schedule's out this, almost right after the first of the month. So
We're going to have it anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I got you. I would say 99.9% we will be coming.
Tickets.
So.
You're going to need tickets.
So, yeah, and listen, I'm psyched because the Thursday night before Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are on Friday. So that means we get to have a little party here. Right on the air the night before, so which is always a good thing. It's not a couple days away. And I'll be off the next day so we can have a little frivolity, and I don't have to worry about going to bed when I get off the air.
And I don't want to get everybody excited.
Okay.
But I already also bought my first Christmas present.
For yourself?
No.
Okay.
Somebody else.
For somebody else. Wow, look at you.
Yep.
Way in advance.
I saw something, and I told my wife, I got to get that. I got to get that for somebody.
Wow, look at you. You're all over.
Somebody is you.
Oh, look at that. I'm always happy to know there's a gift waiting for me.
Yeah. It's always. I mean, listen, it's nothing major.
Oh, listen. My tree in my room are adorned with little stuff. I have some mugs and some towels, and I have a great ornament on my tree that's the moose that made it onto my tree every year now. So, yeah, listen.
I still, I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, there's your little tree there. See that? Little Charlie Brown tree.
See, I'm going to beat everybody.
Hold on. You're lighting your tree. Is that bad luck?
I don't know.
Well, there it is. It's lit, and I think his menorah is lit as well.
My menorah. Yeah. Hey, listen, if I thought I could get 8 days of presents, man, pencil me in, baby.
Yeah, it's surprising. I don't see my father popping up on the screen yet. Maybe he's sleeping tonight. He's up on the screen already, waiting for us. But either way, listen, we got a lot to get to. We got a lot to mull over. I want to get to the hypocrisy of the NFL, of course. I want to get to a lot of last week's games, some of this week's games. We're going to return to semi or not at all. We're going to bring back that segment. I want to talk a little D. Snyder, and Jeff, I'm going to throw at you a bunch of bands, and you're going to tell me what song comes to mind immediately. What is the song that is most known to that band, not your favorite song, but the song that pops to your mind first when you think of that band?
Breaking the Law.
Well, you know what, man? I haven't even brought up the band yet.
All right. Speaking of songs.
Yes.
There is rumors going around.
Rumors?
Yeah, about the Hard Rock and Sports band.
I've heard those rumors. I might have been part of those rumors.
Actually, I don't even know if it's the Hard Rock and Sports
band. Hold on. We might have something. Hold on. That is our breaking news, Jeff. That is our breaking news.
Yeah.
So you want to break some news here, or is it just strictly a rumor?
Well, I'm breaking something over here, but it ain't news. I'll tell you that much. But we got to see. There is rumors that the Hard Rock and Sports band, after almost a 2-year hiatus.
November of 19. That's right. That was the last time we played.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a couple different people involved.
New pieces.
Some things. Yeah. But we don't want to give up too much information yet and jinx it.
True. You know, very true.
In typical fashion, no matter, I think it's just the thread itself is cursed. But, all right, everybody, pick two songs. You know, and it just doesn't stop.
Well, that's why I said I'm not picking. That's why I didn't want to pick. I wanted everybody.
No, you got to pick. I picked one. You don't pick two.
I got one. Just the set. The list is up. I saw the list today.
Yeah, you know, did you really take a look at that list?
I did. It was definitely an interesting list. It was definitely.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't even know where it is. I think this is it. Yeah. I don't know. Well, we got a list.
We got a list. We got four fifths. I think four-fifths. I think we're four-fifths in, so we need to get some clarification on the fifth of fifths.
That what?
We got to get a clarification on the fifth of the fifths.
Yeah, give him time. He's out gallivanting, moonlighting, if you will.
And I think he is moonlighting.
But
so.
we'll see what's going on.
Absolutely. Listen, we got a radio show to do here. Have some fun, or I don't know what this is anymore. Radio show. Facebook show, podcast. I don't know what to call a Hard Rockin' Sports show anymore, but we are here every Thursday night to entertain and inform you and bring you the biggest news from around the world of hard rock, heavy metal, and of course, wide world sports. I think we're going to start with some music this week, Jeff. We always seem to kick the show off because my dad's going to come on. I want to get to it and throw some bands at you. And I want you, Jeff Talwinski, to tell me what – by the way, when is the big – Charlie Brown.
Does that cover my face? Like
it does. Yeah. If you leave that there, everybody would be very happy. Matter of fact, what is the big Charlie Brown Halloween special? I did not see.
You missed it.
It was on. I didn't see it.
It was on Sunday.
Oh, it's a poor job on myself. I didn't see it. I'll have to kind of DVR it and find it on the screen someplace and watch it because I do watch that every year.
I don't think you're going to – you could try. I don't know if you're going to be able to access it. I don't understand why PBS out of all stations – if this has been on Channel 2 and Channel 7 for years.
100 years.
And I don't understand what's the point here. Yeah. I really don't. And it's a shame. It's a shame.
Well, the good news is all the other favorites are coming on pretty soon. We're going to start to see all the Rudolphs and Frosties and Year Without a Santa Claus, I hope. I hope those aren't going to be gone the way of the woke crowd anytime soon.
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
I have them on DVR and everything mm-hmm. anyway, but all that means is I would have to hold on to the DVR box forever.
No, actually, you know what? I just switched out my DVR box not too long ago, and all of my stuff transferred with it.
Well, who do you have?
Well, no, I mean, I have all my, I don't have any of those. Like, I have Spinal Tap saved on there for forever, and it transferred.
Well, but I mean, who's your cable provider?
Oh, Comcast.
What is my wife speaking of holidays? What, Sharon? Speaking one of holidays.
Hi, Sharon. And yes, Sharon, I told Jeff I'm going to let you know probably by Monday about the big get-together. I just waited for my wife's schedule to come out, which is right after the first. So if that's, I think that's what she's speaking of.
Is that what you're speaking of, sweetie cakes?
And where is your beautiful wife? Is she downstairs at this moment?
I have her hidden in the dungeon.
Nice.
In the basement, yeah. So, of the house that we're in, our brick castle. I have her hidden down in the dungeon. She's not allowed up in the top. She's going to call. Uh-oh. This could be bad.
Wow.
She almost didn't seem like she was in the best of moods.
Really? So she may be calling to rat you out on something?
She may be telling me that I'm going to leave soon. I don't know.
Well, listen.
I hope not.
Well, there happens to be a room here at Shea Florio. If you ever need a back room, it's custom built already, so you're welcome to move in anytime.
Custom built. Wait a minute. Does that mean I have to share it with somebody else?
Nope. It's you all yourself. Maybe one of my puppies. But I think this is your wife. I think we're going to have to pick her up right now.
All right. Go ahead. See what she's saying.
Is this... Spin it. Is this the lovely Mrs. Tomwinski?
Hello. Yes, it is.
Hello, Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you very much, Sharon. Sharon, this is an unexpected pleasure. How are you? And thank you for calling.
I'm good. So I was thinking about you guys today, and
uh-oh.
I just went on to watch the show, and when I saw that you guys were talking about holiday shows and everything, I'm wondering, why haven't... What?
I want to get the forerunner jacked up.
You know, with the COVID year and all this other nonsense been going on, it's been very boring, and just wondering, if you guys have any ideas about maybe doing a Hard Rock and Sports benefit show this year.
Don't
you think we need something fun to do? Because, you know, I could think of so many different benefits that, you know, we could support. And, of course, I would want to help and get involved.
Well, you always do, and it's always appreciated from both of us. But, you know, there has been some rumors of the Hard Rock and Sports show, the Hard Rock and Sports band getting together. So there is an outside chance that there may be a late in December show. And I did think about it today. I didn't want to mention it to Jeff on the air, but since you brought it up, you know, I thought about a late toy drive or something to benefit somebody. So there is an outside chance, Sharon. I love that you call. Okay. We think alike.
Yeah. We got to get something going on because it's just, I feel like you guys, I can't even remember the last show that you guys did, especially like a benefit show. And
2 years.
I think there's so many different,
Yeah, to November of 2019, we did the Tunnel for Towers benefit show at Nuremberg. It was a fantastic place, and I thought it was one of our better ones, and we raised a good amount of money, and we had a great – it was a great time, and it was fun. So
yes,
I swore I would never do another one, but Sharon, I kind of had the same thought as you did today. We were texting back and forth. There's four-fifths of the band. And it was, maybe I'm thinking we should do something before the end of the year.
Yeah.
So.
I think with, you know, all the experience that you guys have had doing the different benefits at
mm-hmm.
this point, I think that you can do one and, you know, not have the same kind of disappointment, I should say, in some of the aspects of it.
I would like to do something right before the holiday, but not necessarily be a benefit, maybe just a Hard Rock and Sports Christmas show and just have, you know, a couple of bands, Christmas themed, everybody comes in Christmas stuff and do one of those. And then maybe if there's something that we want to raise money for, we throw the hat at the door and let people drop a few dollars in. But,
yeah, it doesn't have to be anything crazy.
Yep. Well, I love your enthusiasm, Sharon. As usual, Okay. You are my favorite person in that household. It's easy this year. It's now easy.
All right. Well, I'll see you soon. Tell Edie I said hi, and I'm signing off.
Thanks, Sharon. I will definitely do that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Sharon. That's Sharon Tomwinski. That's the lovely bride of Mr. Jeff Tomwinski.
And that's an our anniversary is coming up.
Yes. Coming up very quickly.
Yeah, a long time. Been married a long time now.
What do we got now? Hold on. Let me think about this. This would be 14 years?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
2007, right?
2007, yeah.
Wow. Look at this. Holy cow.
Wow. Think of what happened since 2007, man. Nobody had a smartphone.
Nope.
If some people, there were some people that had camera phones.
Yeah.
And they sent me a picture of me and my wife. I still have it somewhere, one of the computers. And the picture, of course, was about the size of a postage stamp. And about as clear as my thinking after one of the benefit shows. So, and they were like, look, this was the best one I got. And I'm like, well, where is everybody? Like a smudge on the screen.
I'm sorry, just took a picture of a stamp. Please get it off the screen. We'll have to think. Like I said, I did think about this the last 2 days, actually, that I swore I would never do another benefit, and I still don't think I want to do another benefit. But I think it would be fun to do something before the end of the year, because Sharon's right. It's been a long time, one. Two, I think it would be nice to do something for the holidays if we could whip it together quick enough. Couple of bands, hat at the door.
I don't know. How that would go at this point in time. I don't know if places are booked.
Well, listen.
It would take some peddling. I don't know if
we have
fans to come out now at this point in time.
I think don't forget, our singer has a few different bands. He works in an establishment that we might be able to get into.
You have to see. We can only ask.
That's it. So, well, this just starts with a conversation between you and I to decide if we actually want to do it or not. So, to me, it's around the holidays. It would be great to get everybody together. It would be a nice way to force everybody together. So, but we'll talk about it off the air. And Patrick, you're right. Comcast does suck. I did hear today on the radio that MSG and Comcast were getting together on Monday. But the fact that there's no Ranger games, no Knick games, especially the way the Knicks are playing, really sucks. And, of course, they're not going to give you back any money. So,
it's amazing. Absolutely fucking amazing when it comes to cable and the shit that they do to people that for what we spend to watch cable.
Yeah.
When you think about it, when we were paying for cable, it was because we were paying for no commercials, nonstop TV, top shelf movies, all of this good stuff, MTV, music on it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can have any fucking HBO. They don't show any good movies.
No. Yeah.
Okay. You got to pay for every single movie that you watch.
Yep.
Okay. MTV, I don't even know where it is or what it is at this point in time. And no matter what cable station you watch, it's got commercials.
Yep.
It sucks.
100%. 100%. Listen, I watch a lot of TV, when I'm prepping for the show, the games are on, or I got the DVR stuff. Friday night's late, and Saturday mornings I watch all my DVR shows from the week. So I watch a lot of TV. So cable's important to me. But I have to tell you that there's about seven channels that I watch, I figured out. And I don't know how to get it to the point where I can get rid of the rest of them. Someday, Somebody's gonna jump in there and gonna give you an a la carte where you can pick the stations you want and you only pay for what you want.
Well, it's kind of that way with Fios. You
have
to pick different packages, from what I understand. But if you pick, say, like the entry level package,
uh-huh,
you may get channels like 2, 4, 7, 5, 9, 11,
mm-hmm,
and like maybe a couple cable stations. Like, you're not getting much. Mm-hmm. And in order to get certain stations, you got to have certain packages. So, you know, the base package has no nothing, but you may get like, you know, a handful of stations. But now if you want the Food Network, that's fine. You can get the Food Network, but then you're going to have to pay for this, this, and this in order to get it.
Right.
You know, and then if you can end up getting like all of these different stations, and then you look like, well, where's the History Channel? Like, I don't have the History Channel. I want the History Channel. Oh, you want the History Channel? Well, that's in this bundle. You know,
yeah.
Now you have to get this, this, and this.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just it's a money scheme.
Oh,
you know?
Of course it is. That's all it's about. It's about money. And listen, you know, we pay it, you know, because we want to be entertained. And you know, the days of going out every weekend or going to movies and stuff, you know, I can stay home on a 60-inch TV and watch any movie I want pretty much by going to Prime or Netflix or whoever. And I can watch all the games I want. I don't have to travel to the city or, you know, wherever to watch a game live. So it's
some convenience. We do this with concerts.
You know, I'm shocked that there's not more pay-per-view when it comes to concerts like that. You're 100% right. I am shocked by that. You know,
maybe they're afraid that like the Garden would be half empty.
Well, you know what they should do, and it's the same like they do in sports. Like if a Ranger game or a Knick game is shown on, like, let's use the NBA tonight. The NBA has the Knicks and Bulls. So the Knicks and Bulls game is a nationally shown game tonight on the NBA channel. But if you live in New York or Chicago, you can't see the game because they want you to watch it on the local network or go to the game. So to me, if there was a concert at Madison Square Garden, you should not be able to see it here in New York. But if there's a concert in Los Angeles, you should be able to see that concert if you want to pay $10.99 for that concert or $40 for that concert. That I agree with. That way you don't hurt the local stuff. That way you don't hurt the local.
If you and your wife want to go to a concert, mm-hmm. concert tickets are probably starting at $200.
Oh, of course.
Okay, so mm-hmm. that's a $400 night just for you to go through the door.
Sure.
You can't spend $10 and get the pay-per-view because they go broke.
No, but again, you don't. Again, if the concert's in New York City, you don't show the concert in New York City. That way,
I understand what you're saying with that. I hear you. But I'm just saying that, you know, that people are going to turn around and be like, you know what? I can't go to the concert in New York because I'm not spending that kind of money.
Okay.
I can't get the concert from New York because I'm not spending that kind of money. So I'll spend $10 to watch it in the Meadowlands instead of Madison Square Garden. Or the Prudential Center,
yeah.
And you know what I mean? And now I just saved like $450.
Well, again, you don't charge $10. I was just throwing a number out there. I'm saying this.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm saying this.
If the price of the tickets are, even if it was $50, you're still saving it.
Well, let me ask you a question. So if you can't see it, let's say in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you're blocked out. So let's say Sabbath's playing a bunch of shows. You're going to go to one of the shows out here, but you're dying to see the start of the thing. It's in, you know, it's in Texas. You can't go, but you can pay $200 to watch it live.
I don't know about $200.
Again, you may say no. I'm saying is that, but even if there was 50, if there was 1,000 people who said yes, it's another revenue stream.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's just another revenue stream that people can use. To do that. So I'm not saying, listen, obviously it isn't being done for a reason. So somewhere along the way, somebody's saying you can't do it or you shouldn't do it. And I agree with that. I guess because people will pirate it. You'll DVR it, you'll tape it, you'll redistribute it. So I guess that's probably the reason why it doesn't get done. But, you know, just another way to do it. But listen, my dad popped up. Let's get him on. And then we'll move on to some music. And we got a lot of sports to get to tonight. And we're already a half hour in. Let me get my dad on. He popped up a little late, and there he is. What's up, Pop?
What's up, guy? Listen, I'm just listening to you,
uh-huh.
and you're making me laugh because yesterday, if you want to test your blood pressure, call Comcast.
Oh.
And they'll test your blood pressure. It took me 15 minutes after screaming on the phone that I don't want to talk to a computer. I don't want nobody to text me. I want to speak to a human being. I was better off talking to a dummy. Guy gets on the phone. Now listen to the logic of this. I said to him, I have MSG and MSG2. I said, now, you're having problems with them signing a contract, and I understand that. I said, I don't have a problem with that. But I just feel, why am I paying for something that I'm not getting?
Right.
I said, you could stay a whole year without MSG. I don't really care. But why are you charging me whatever you're charging me, $15, $20, $25 MSG? He says, well, you're getting it in a package. I said, wait a minute, hold up. How can you tell me you're getting that in a package? I said, that's impossible, because then that whole package would have to be, you know, it would have to be that you're not getting it. I said, let me ask you a question. You go into a restaurant, you sit down, you tell a guy you want something to eat. He comes out with a tray empty, okay? Now you say to yourself, well, where's the food? Well, you just got the package. You don't need the food. Would you pay for the food? I said, you must think people are stupid. How can you? We went on. I said to myself, excuse me, but I have to hang up this phone because I know what I'm going to say next, and I don't think I should say what I want to say. And I hung up the phone.
Uh-huh.
But to get back to what Jeff was saying, when cable was first being discussed, I remember sitting up Uncle Frankie's house with Uncle Bob, and they had it in the paper. Now, the way it was supposed to be is you would get MSG, but now once you got MSG, anything that was on Madison Square Garden, you were going to see.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
Whether it was a concert, whether it was basketball, hockey, everything was included. If it was a circus, you were going to get that. There were going to be absolutely no commercials.
Wow.
No commercials.
I remember that. I remember that. Yeah.
And now I almost pay as much as I paid almost triple, three times as much than I paid for my first apartment. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
And the service is terrible.
It is.
It really, really is. There's no movies on. Like Jeff said, you go to HBO, I can't believe they put that garbage on.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, there's got to be 500 channels, to 1,000 channels. And I'll tell you, that I watched six. There's like six channels with anything worthwhile on it.
Yeah. What I found out was what they'll do is they'll say they'll show you Hogan Heroes. They'll show you it from New York. Then they'll show you the same Hogan Heroes from Philadelphia. They show you the same show, three different channels, four different channels.
100%, yes. Yeah.
And
the only thing that's good about it, I tell you the truth for me, is on Sundays, I get the Philadelphia or Pennsylvania versions of CBS and Fox, so I get more games on. You do the same, Dad. You get them too. On a given Sunday, I could have four or five games on besides just the Jets and the Giants. You get the national games. You get the Philly games. If they're off, I mean, you know, this sometimes I'm watching four games on at 1 o'clock. You know, there's four different games going on. So that's the
one. But that's once a week, and it's once a week, and it's like six times. How many times do you hear? I mean, I can sit here, and I hear your mother inside complaining. There's nothing on TV. Like you said, I got 500 channels, and there's nothing on TV. They're showing the same show over and over all day long. SUV, Law
CSIs
and Order,
and
FBI.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be a cop.
SUV all this time.
Yeah. I'm guilty, too.
But
I'm
you know what? It get to a point where I know the words. I know what they're going to say.
Well,
it's the same shows over and over.
There's like three channels, maybe four channels that show shows from like the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And I watch more of that than I do some of the new stuff.
I watch MeTV
and some of those other HI channels. And I got all time watching Walker, Texas Ranger.
You know, it's a shame, like Jeff said, that somebody doesn't come out with something and give, because over here at Comcast, we're stuck with them. We can't get nobody else.
Correct.
We can't have anybody else. They have a monopoly on it. And why am I paying for MSG when I'm not getting it, but it's part of a package? I said, well, why is it only two stations are out there? That whole thing should be out. That whole package should be gone. I should have 10 channels that I can't get, but it's only those two. So that must be I'm paying for those two. So if I'm paying for those two and I ain't getting it, how could you give me a bill without giving me a steak?
I didn't even call.
You want to try your blood pressure?
And I said, you know what? I'm just going to lose my mind. My bill's only like $150, $160 for the month. It ain't like it's astronomical.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, though.
I wish I had only had that.
You're spending over $1,300 a year on fucking TV.
I got you. Like I said, there's plenty of ways to do it nowadays. You can get Hulu. You can get Netflix. You can get all these other services. You pay $10 a month for each of them, and you get all the stuff. But to me, a lot of it is you lose the sports, and I need the sports. You know, Saturdays, that's what I want.
I watch the sports mostly.
Yeah, to me, on Saturdays, I must get 25 college football games. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, but that don't go too well with your mother.
No,
she's
not in there watching
the football game. She's happy because she's getting Hallmark all the Christmas shows.
Oh, yeah, all Christmas movies.
Yeah, she's
shows
got all
the
Christmas.
Yeah.
So she's having a happy in there. All right, let me let you guys go. Listen, enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Pops.
I'll see you over the weekend.
I will definitely see you over the weekend, Pops.
Talk to you later, buddy. Hi.
See you later, Mr. Florio. Be good.
That's my daddy checks in every week. This week was a non-sports week. We were just chewing the shit over cable.
It pertains to a sports week, though, Tom, because cable. Part of the reason that we got cable in the first place was all of the doors that it was going to open to us, things that you didn't get to see.
Yeah.
All right. And then you get it, and everything was cool for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, things started to happen. Like, I remember watching ESPN years ago, and there would be the NHL, all of the NHL games.
Right.
Hockey in Canada, this, that, and the other thing. This is when I was really into hockey.
Right.
And Harry Melrose on TV. Then all of a sudden, one day, something happened. And they're like, no, we're not going to have hockey on anymore. So now you don't get to see certain hockey games unless you have one of those hockey packages.
Yeah.
So you will not ever see the Calgary Flames play unless they play the Devils, the Rangers, or Islanders. And I don't even know if they even play them now with the pandemic. I know last year they didn't.
Yeah, this year is pretty much back to a normal travel schedule.
Back to a normal schedule and everything.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Most of the sports
are back. They even had certain games on because – Patrick may mention earlier about no MSG, so that means no hockey games.
Well, I know that I think it's TNT has a hockey package this year. TNT paid for a hockey package. So there's a bunch of games on TNT. I don't know if Channel 4 on Sundays after football used to do a game on Sundays. I don't know if that. I don't know if that's...
Not until later on
that's,
in the year.
That's February into March. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, but
well, that time... Hockey is,
Well, to me, hockey don't start. To me, the hockey don't start to me until after football. You know, I'm not even paying attention. I'll watch a little bit here and there. I check the papers for standings. Same thing with basketball. Although I'll get a little more excited for the Knicks this year if they're playing the way, if they win tonight, they'll be 4-1 and playing some good basketball. You know, I'll pay attention because it's been 100 years, and I like the way this Knicks team plays basketball. So,
But you want to know something? You're cutting out a major sport.
What's what?
Not you, but cable and TV. They're completely cutting out hockey.
Well,
now, I understand it's fourth out of the four major sports.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, they don't even give it a fucking chance.
Oh, no. Listen, well, I think the other day they said there was a game. It was a national game on. I'm trying to think of the game.
Just said no more hockey on Channel 4.
Yeah, so it's all on TNT now. And they said how many people watch it? It was like 300,000 homes watched the hockey game. It was like, wow, that's it? Like, across the country, 300,000 people watch the hockey game.
All right, and listen, that's understandable. What happened when the New York Rangers won the fucking Stanley Cup?
It was a big
country
thing.
Went completely mental over hockey.
What was it, the country or just our part of the country?
It was a big thing for the country. A big thing. Shit happens in New York. It filters through. You know, the Rangers won. The Devils won. It was on TV all the time. People were talking about it. The New York Rangers go 54 years without winning a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
They win a Stanley Cup, it gets noticed.
You're right. No, you're right. I won't argue that with you on that one. Absolutely.
And then what happens? You know, sooner or later, it falls by the wayside.
Yeah.
I can remember after the Rangers won the Cup, there were hockey nets all over the fucking place.
I would agree with you. I remember that summer being up at PS 13 before they built the playground in there. That place every Saturday, even during the week, you go up there and you can get a – you know, you up there, it'd be five deep to try to get into a game.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I
guys played there for years.
Yeah, I remember meeting. Yeah, so it's crazy. But, listen, hockey's never caught on. And to me, hockey's always been a sport that I watch in spurts. You know, I used to watch as a kid all the time. But I realize now that a lot of times watching hockey as a kid was because there was nothing else on. I mean, four channels, and all of a sudden they popped up on Channel 9, and you're like, I got 3 hours of Rangers.
Yeah, you're right. But if given the same shake as the other sports, you just wonder what would have happened if more people had access to hockey. Now, true, it's a Canadian sport. We know that.
Yep.
You need ice to really play hockey, but that's why they made roller skates.
Sure.
And if they had it, if the equipment wasn't so expensive and you didn't need so much space to play hockey.
Yeah.
Because maybe things would have been a little different.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe you would have caught on more with kids. You know, when we used to play football, we would play at Newdorf, okay, the numbers to the sideline, 50 to goal. That's
right.
It. That's the field.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Now, what do we do? Of course, we don't play. We're too old. But, hockey, forget about it. You shoot the puck and it goes past the goalie. And I said, I'm not running for it. I ran for the last one. Yeah, but you keep shooting it down the street. Now you go get it.
Yeah, listen.
That's the way it was.
Absolutely. Listen, it was a lot harder to get a hockey game going than it was to get a football game going.
Football, you were able to play 3-on-3, whatever.
All you needed was one football and about six guys.
Yeah.
Hockey, you needed sticks, two goaltenders, pads. Nobody was getting the nets without pads. How many times you play with the net turned over? It was big.
Turned over. We used to have the curb, and it was no fucking slap shots.
Yes.
We used to use golf clubs for hockey sticks.
Whatever it took, but it was a lot harder to get a hockey game going than it was to get a football or a basketball game. Even, wiffle ball. We didn't always play baseball or softball. It was wiffle ball or punch ball or whatever kind of, we would play. But hockey was one of my favorites to play, and I always enjoyed playing it, but it was not as easy. But you're right, Jeff. The summer of '94, when the Rangers were running around out there, you couldn't get on it to play. I mean, it was just bedlam. It was five deep. I'm telling you, go PS13. You'd show up there, and there would be 25 guys trying to get into a game. As he brings up the pumpkin. Here we are, Hard Rock and Sports, Jeff and Tom, trying to entertain and inform you like we do every Thursday night. Also, remember, every Sunday, come on to the Sunday Audible starting at 9 a.m., and we add our good friend John Marhefka to that show, and we bring you all of the games from the day, and we got some great guests. We had a really nice guest last week, Jim Wexel. He is a beat writer for the Steel City Insider. Of course, he covers the Pittsburgh Steelers. Really good guy. Absolutely nice guy. I played roller hockey at PS29 Schoolyard in Spotson Avenue. Oh, yeah. We used to go. We had PS39 in South Beach we used to play. Obviously, PS13 in Rosebank we used to play there all the time. Yes. And then,
so it was okay to play at PS13. PS39 was not flat.
No, it was not flat.
Not flat.
No, definitely not flat. And then we used to play foot hockey. We used to play foot hockey up the street in front of the Bronco House because they had hockey sticks and
Bronco House.
The Bronco House. So
I remember one of my worst hockey injuries.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Is Jerry? We played without gloves.
Yes.
Okay, so the importance of wearing gloves as a hockey player, I found out at a young age. Okay. So Brusco went to go shoot the puck.
Uh huh.
And had my stick down. So I'm holding my stick, and his stick traveled right up my stick.
Oh,
right into my fucking thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm talking about it. I can somewhat feel like the ghost of that pain. Still there. Yeah, my nail was like completely fucked and everything. It was rough, man. It sucked.
Oh, boy.
You want to know something?
What?
It was still better than what kids do today.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, I can't think of many afternoons during high school that I did not wind up on your block playing some sort of sport. And forget about the summer. Every summer day started at Jeff's house with breakfast first.
Nutritious breakfast.
Nutritious breakfast. And then
this is why we're as fat as we are today.
And lunch, no less, by the way. We did breakfast and lunch at the Tawinski house. lunch usually consisted of some sort of macaroni and cheese or tuna. Very rare for it to be anything else but that. And then after that, lots of sports in between, you know, whether it was wiffle ball or whatever, basketball, softball games, neighborhood softball games.
Going to the food store with my mother, to the supermarkets with my mother.
Uh-huh.
And I was, like, afraid to ask, but I was like, finally, I was just, Ma, I need a large can of tuna fish. And she like, what do you need tuna fish for? Everybody's coming over tomorrow to watch, to play this or watch this. We got everybody brings a can of tuna fish. They're coming to my house. I got to have tuna fish. And she'd be like, you're supplying the TV in the house.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't matter. Yeah. I need tuna fish.
Otherwise, I'll be a Brusco. And I can't be known as a Brusco.
Yeah.
The only good time, I tell you, the one time that we were stocked up without the parents was after the spaghetti dinners. There was tuna for weeks.
Yeah, wasn't it a fucking huge can like this big.
Yeah. We could give something to some.
They would fucking take out your mom's bacon band to make it in.
Whatever was left over, we shipped to Africa, to one of the poor countries in Africa.
There's still some fucking, some bush guy living in a fucking hut made of tuna fish and mud from 40 years ago.
Yeah, I would doubt it. Yes, there was a lot of tuna. Tuna and Wonder Bread was staples of our youth.
Yeah, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Still to this day. So, you know, let's do some sports. I can't believe it's 7:45. We haven't talked sports yet. Let's real fast. Let's talk about the hypocrisy of the NFL. I have to do this. So I know you're going to tell me why am I bothering, but I have to do this. So your boy John Gruden, there's 600,000 emails plus. They find one in there where the guy says what he says. And listen.
You know what's amazing? Like, what did they do? Did they go like this? Oh, okay, keep going. That one. is that how it
happened? They spun the wheel. That's what popped
up. Price is Right. You know when they got the showcase wheel?
Yes.
They spin that big wheel.
And it landed on John Gruden. It
landed on a nickel. Go ahead, go again.
Whose career are we going to ruin today? Let's spin the wheel. John Gruden.
He was only ruining his career with the Raiders.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't need to go far. So John Gruden, probably rightfully so, I don't know, you know, gets forced to resign. To me, it's 10 years. But let's get past that for a second. So John Gruden makes a couple of bad statements. Fine, you know, when he makes fun of somebody, I get it. But you know, I'm thinking about it this week, and I'm saying, you know what, DeSean Jackson is still playing in the league, and he put out this, he retweeted this Adolf Hitler quote about Jewish people. It went on the air for about 30 seconds. He had to go to, like, sit in a Jewish class, and then it went away. Like, why is he absolved? Why does Deshaun Watson have 22 people accusing him of something, and he's still not thrown out of football? You know, why is John, like, what is the hypocrisy of the whole thing, Jeff? That's the part that bothers me, is that, you know, here's the truth. Let's be honest. If you do, you can do anything in the world as long as you don't talk about LGBTQ, right? You don't talk about black minorities, and you don't talk about women. Anything else is fine.
Yeah, listen, Tom.
Sorry, that's just the way it is.
I hear you. You don't got to apologize to me. I hear you. And the sad part is it's the people that are letting it happen. But, you know, as far as the NFL goes, a few years ago you had the Cincinnati Bengals. They were like thugs on a football field. They were constantly getting arrested for a whole variety of different things. Then you had that linebacker. I don't know if he started with the Raiders and then went over to the Bengals or started with the Bengals and went over to the Raiders. What the fuck was his name?
I got you. Yeah, Burfict.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah,
right?
Vontaze Burfict.
Yes. Yeah. Guy was like a menace.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, he's still allowed to play and everything else. Then you got the only thing I could say, I have my reservations about the Deshaun Watson case.
Why?
All right. I just don't know if I could get behind 22 people saying the same thing about this guy. It's either 22 people are right or these people are all piling on, because him and his lawyer are very calm about this.
Okay. Don't you think? Yeah, I would say everybody, God bless.
Excuse me.
Everybody's calm about it.
Yeah, but you would think that if they were wrongly being accused or whatever, that they'd be, you know, they'd be a lot more vocal about what was going on. Okay?
But if he's that innocent, why isn't he yelling and screaming that he's innocent? And I want to play football.
Because him and his lawyer pretty much said, mm-hmm. you know, when the time is right, we're going to come out, we're going to show our case and okay. everything else. I mean, I understand a lot of people do that, but, you know, nothing has been shown that he's, you know, guilty.
Yeah,
nothing has shown that he's been innocent.
Right.
But, I mean, it's awfully strange how they're just taking a backseat to it and just letting it unfold. It's almost like they're going to wait till he goes into court and they're going to say this, 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 and this. And everybody's going to be like, wow. You know, some of the women wouldn't have come forward with certain things.
Yeah.
You know, so it just leads me to believe maybe there is a little something there. Maybe he's not 100%. And
okay.
other teams are willing to trade for him.
Right. But they also don't want to pull the trigger until the NFL says that, you know, what if any punishment there's going to be. And they keep saying, we don't know enough.
Well, of course they don't know, and nobody knows, but. The Texans also want a king's ransom. They're not going to get that.
Three number ones and three number twos.
No, they're not. They're not going to get that.
No,
you know that. They know that. You know that. But they're going to hold out to the bitter end to see what they can get.
Yeah.
If I was them, and you want to get stupid,
right?
And look for something, a trade like that, I'd be like, you know what? If this team will give us a number one, a number two, and a number three in the next couple of years or whatever,
right?
I would consider taking it because. What happens if he is 100% guilty? Now you're going to get stuck with him. You're not going to get anything.
Absolutely.
For
well, that's why they want before they pull the trigger. That's
not,
why. That's why they want.
He's not playing like this year right now. He's not playing this year.
No
he's
chance.
He's probably never going to play for that team again.
Right. Well, the trade is
nothing for him. Why are you going to let him walk away with nothing? You know.
Yeah.
Free and get nothing for him. I don't understand that.
Listen, I understand all of – I understand the Texans want the king's ransom. I understand the Dolphins don't want to pay big money, but they want him now, but they want to know that. Well, I understand everything. I just don't understand why the NFL – if this was anybody else but Deshaun Watson, if this – I'll say if it was a white guy or John Gruden, they'd be out. They'd be out.
Would they? I don't know. You know, I don't know.
John Gruden's out for one sentence.
But John Gruden's out because he's a coach.
But 10 years ago, he said something in an email.
And yeah, you're 100% right. A lot of people made mistakes 10 years ago or said something stupid 10 years ago. But you know what? He was a coach. What else are we going to do to him? You know what I mean?
Suspend him, same as a player. Suspend him.
He's already making God knows how much money. Matter of fact, it wasn't like he brought this team to the playoffs and they were a Super Bowl contender.
No,
this is a team that was a middle-of-the-road team at best.
Absolutely.
You want to suspend him? You want to dock him pay? You know, he's probably like, you know what? Just as well, this isn't working out according to plan anyway.
Yeah.
You got to wonder if maybe he was happy to just get out of the contract.
He's looking to sue them now, and I think he's going to sue them.
Well, he very well may.
Well, think about it. You know,
that he's not happy to get away from them. Well, was it a 7-year deal, a 10-year deal?
10-year deal, yeah.
That's a long time.
10 years, $10 million a year.
Look at it this way. If you signed a 10-year deal right now,
mm-hmm.
okay, you'd be past retirement age, still working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Think of how long 10 years is.
It's a long time. Don't get me wrong. I get it. And I thought it was a ridiculous contract when he signed it. I think he's an overrated coach, you know, and the whole thing. I just think that he got railroaded. The guy got fired from a team who he wasn't even representing 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking amazing, isn't it?
He wasn't even representing the team 10 years ago, and he got fired. And I don't get it. That's the part. But I just wanted to point out the hypocrisy of the NFL.
And rightfully so.
Yeah. So that was my main goal with that. I want to talk real quick about the World Series. 1-1 after two games. Very boring games, I have to tell you. I've tried to watch both games. You know, the problem is, it starts at 8:30 at night. I fell asleep the other night at 9:00. I woke up at 11, and the game was still going.
Oh, listen, baseball is definitely a long game. You know, they're going to want to get the most out of it they can. But let me ask you, why is it a boring game? Is it the teams? Maybe that these aren't teams that you want to see. Does anybody really want to see the Astros and the Braves? Did anybody pick them?
Probably not. But you know what? I've watched baseball games between two bad teams. that was just exciting baseball. And it's, listen, there's nothing you can do. Sometimes the game just plays out boring. And it, and they are, for the most part, they're, you know, 5-1 in the third inning. It's not really a baseball game. It's not, you know, not that baseball game. It's just not a, it's not an exciting game. There's not, you know, ninth inning drama. You know, there's been nothing to it. So it's, you know, it's regular baseball. It's not been bad baseball. It's just, it's boring from the sense that there's no juice for it. You know, but to me, the problem for this is, and let's say you're baseball and you say, well, we got to get this thing in the prime time and get more money. But if you're getting half the people, you know, if at 9 o'clock at night you're getting 500,000 people, but the ads are maxed, well, what if you, what if at 6:30 you got 2 million people because people are actually going to watch it at 6:30? I mean, you're getting more people.
You know what the thing is, it is 6:30 someplace.
Yes.
The game is being watched. All right, they're doing this for the New York market. They got to try to balance this out.
I agree.
But it's the same way, why have a Saturday night game for the World Series? Why not make it a Saturday afternoon game?
I agree.
Game like you used to do.
Yeah.
That people have something to watch or they can watch it.
Absolutely, 100%. You
know, somebody, depending on where the teams play,
yep,
and who's doing what, somebody's always going to get the shaft.
Oh, I get that. I get if you have a 6:30 New York game, it's 3:30 in Los Angeles, and you're going to lose the people on the West Coast. I get it.
Or if you have a game that starts at that 12 o'clock on the East Coast for whatever reason, it's a 9 o'clock start in California.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a big difference. 8 o'clock start in California, who the fuck would want that? It'd be 11 o'clock start here.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody on this side of the country would watch that.
I get it. Listen, I get it 100%. Like I said, I just... You know, it hasn't been big, but I also think that if the game was on a little earlier, I would watch. But it goes on at 8:30. By most nights, by 9:30, I'm not going to go to bed. And, you know, unless it's the Yankees, I'm not staying up to watch just an Astros-Braves game, which I'm rooting for the Braves. And I think the Braves are going to win in six, if you're asking me.
That's another thing, too. All right, after everything that happened with the Astros just a couple years ago.
Yep.
And then now they make it back into the World Series.
Yeah.
There's got to be some people that are like, you know, some of those guys from the last time are still there.
Oh, absolutely. There's a good majority of the team is still there. Yeah, you're right.
Well, like, why do we want to see these guys get in again? Did they get in fair and square? Is somebody in a couple months going to say, well, they were banging on fucking soda can pops or something? You don't know.
No, I got you. Yeah, I can't imagine it. But, yeah, I hear you. But I think the big thing, though, is, remember, they moved the All-Star game out of Georgia. It was supposed to be in Atlanta this year, and they moved it to Colorado because Georgia passed the tougher voting laws. And they were trying to say it was racist, which obviously it was not racist. And they forced the game out of Georgia into Colorado. Now the World Series is being played in Georgia. It's got to be driving the woke people crazy because there's nothing they can do to get it out of there. The team won, and that's where the games are. It's got to be driving the woke crowd crazy.
Fuck them motherfuckers.
I agree, but I think it's the ultimate payback, and I'm thrilled that the Atlanta Braves are in there, and that you know, people like Coca-Cola and Delta and, you know, all those people who pulled out their sponsorship now have to, if they want to be part of it, have to pay to have these games in Georgia now, and I'm thrilled.
Never mind that. Never mind that. Here's something that you didn't even mention that I'm surprised you didn't even mention. Okay.
Then,
a team that people have problems with their name.
Yes, good point.
In the World Series.
Yes.
And stands a chance to win the World Series. So it would be great if, even if they're forced to change their name in the next year or so, that they won their World Series with the name the Braves.
Yes. And don't forget, next year we get the Cleveland Guardians instead of the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah,
next year.
I know. It's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting.
But you bring up a great point with the Braves, and here's what the great point is. Do you know that people are yelling? Do you know the Braves have the okay. So I saw a couple of things today with people writing that chant is racist. Why? I don't know. And they want Major League Baseball to outlaw it. And Major League Baseball said, listen, it's a chant done by the fans. This isn't done by the team. The fans do this. What do you want us to do? Go there and, you know, be the chant police and make people stop? And they want, but they want it outlawed. People want them to actually tell them that if the fans chanted, something bad will happen. Major League Baseball says, we ain't doing it. Could you imagine to the point now where they're trying to take, I've heard the new thing in college games is, you know, F Joe Biden. That's the new chant, which I'm all for, of course. But But you know, could you imagine that these woke assholes are now trying to regulate, you know, what people could chant?
It is so out of control.
Oh.
Man, it is so out of control. It is sad.
Yeah.
It really is fucking sad.
I'm telling you. They're coming for everything. I'm telling you. We don't get to watch the our Christmas cartoons, man. I'm telling you. All those old Christmas movies.
1 year, it's going to happen. You watch.
You're not going to get me to argue.
You can make an excuse for each and every single one of them, okay? Rudolph, bullying.
Yep.
Frosty the Snowman, bullying.
Yep.
Favoritism and bullying. Okay, the year without a Santa Claus. I'm sure there's something wrong with that.
Elves
and animal abuse.
Elves. Right? They'll tell you that elves have little people problems there.
Yeah.
Hey, Hermie wants to be a dentist, my man. Hermie wants to be a dentist.
Yeah, and they're holding him down.
Yeah, they're holding the young man down.
Okay, they used a minority and abused him and made him put stars on trees. What's next, a noose? You know, yeah, I mean, come
sad.
On.
It's sad. I have to tell you, it's sad. It is. You know, I don't know, man. I don't know how to get past it. But guys, we got a lot to talk about still. Let's get into some football. I want to do Jets and Giants, and then we're going to go around the league from last week's games. We're going to do semi or not. I want to run some games by you and all that. But before we do that, I want to get back to what I was trying to do earlier, and we got sidetracked. I'm going to throw a bunch of bands at you, Jeff, and you have to tell me the first song or what song you think that band is most associated with. Oh, here he goes. Put on your hat.
I'm
yes,
ready.
Patrick. Okay, so here you go. Ready? First band out there, Jeff, is the Scorpions.
No One Like You.
It's a very good part. Not my favorite Scorpion song, but the song most associated with that band is No One Like You. I would agree with that. Ready? Van Halen.
You Really Got Me.
See, I disagree with that. I think it's Jump. I think it's, you know, that's the radio played stuff.
I think it depends on which way you lean. New Van Halen, old Van Halen.
Yeah, I don't know if I call it. I just look at like when you ask somebody about the band or let's say they were doing a video clip of the band, what would song would they play? You know, so I think it's Jump. But yeah, listen, nothing wrong with You Really Got Me. Sabbath.
Paranoid.
I agree with that. Yeah, it's not the greatest song. Yeah, you can tilt your head all you want. It's
tilted. How's that look, tilted?
Yeah, like your head's tilted. Maiden.
Number of the Beast. Run to the Hills.
No, Number of the Beast. You hit it right on the head. Anytime you watch Maiden pop up on any normal screen, that's the song that's playing in the background because they were accused of being Satan worshippers. That's the song. Quickly, Pantera.
Cowboys from Hell.
Now, is that
5 minutes alone.
What's that?
Either Cowboys from Hell or 5 Mile Cemetery Gates, 5 minutes alone. There's a couple. Okay. I'm going to go with what I say, Cemetery? No.
You said Cowboys.
Cowboys from Hell. I'm going to go with Cowboys from Hell.
Priest.
Oh, man. Got another thing coming.
I would agree with that. That's probably the most popular, the most thought of song. Kiss.
Rock and Roll All Night.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one. Rush.
Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, I was driving home. That's what gave me the inspiration today. Because I was listening to one of the stations on Sirius, and they were playing Tom Sawyer, and the guy said, that's the most popular Rush song or something to that effect. And I was like, I don't know about that, but it is the most well-known. And when most people think of Rush, or even casual music fans, that would be the song they would pick. And that's why I kind of came up with the idea for this little segment.
Oh, yeah. You got any more bands, man?
Let me see. Off my list. Sabbath, Pantera did that. Priest, we did. Main Scorpions. No, that's really all I got on my list.
So let me add to it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Accept.
Oh, boy. Wow, that's a good one. I guess Fest is a shark, I guess, for me.
Restless and Wild.
Yeah. How about AC/DC?
I was just looking at that. I actually got my phone out. I'm going.
Oh, okay.
Back in Black, I would say.
Yeah, I would say. I would say that's probably the one. Yep. Okay. Shook Me could be. You can argue Shook Me in there, but okay, I'll go Back in Black with you.
anthrax.
Indians?
Yeah, Indians. There's a couple persistence of time. What is that? In my world, probably Indians. I'm going to go with you on Indians on that one. Armored Saint.
Oof, you lost me on Armored Saint. God.
Oh, man, what the fuck? I can't remember. I guess I should have. Can you deliver?
Okay.
Can you deliver? Let's just do a couple more.
Sure.
Yeah. How about,
How about
the Blue Oyster Cult?
That's a good one. It's got to be Reaper. To me, it's Godzilla, but to me, everybody, because of the cowbells, is Don't Fear the Reaper. How about Cheap Trick?
Cheap Trick? Oh, man. What is the one where
I want you? Yeah, I would say that's easy, right? How about Bon Jovi?
It's not. If you listen, I Want You to Want Me.
Yep.
Every time they play that, that's the live version.
Is that true? Well, you know what? You're 100% right. I think that's the Budokan version.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you listen to the studio version, you're gonna be like, "What the fuck is this?"
You're absolutely right. It's the one song that plays on the radio all the time that is the live version. You're 100% right. That's a great catch.
Chicago.
I'm not sure. That's a
25 or 6-2-4.
You're 100% right. Yes.
Clash.
That's a tough one. To me, it's Rock the Casbah because that's the most popular one that you heard on the radio.
Is it?
To me, it is. I don't know. What would you say?
I'm the one that calling. Should I stay or should I go?
That's because that shows up on all the commercials.
Of.
Yeah. So. You're probably right. Yeah, I would say you're probably right. Should I stay or should I go?
How about Metallica?
I'm going to say Enter Sandman. It's obviously not their greatest songs, but that's probably the song that's most associated with them. Sports, just common TV. Louis Pika says London Calling. Louis going to London Calling on that one.
London Calling, yeah.
Yeah.
And then one last one.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one that I know you're not going to like, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Okay. Led Zeppelin.
Well, there's a couple ways to go. I'm going to say it's rock and roll.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to say it's rock and roll. Obviously, you can go, a lot of ways.
I think most people would say Stairway to Heaven.
Wow. You know what? You're right. It is Stairway to Heaven. You're 100% right. I stand corrected. The most overplayed, overdone song ever.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you're 100% right. That's
right. I got to run into the next room real quick.
Okay.
That time, I'll be right back.
All right, Hard Rock and Sports. We're going to get down, talk a lot of football now. We'll get to the Jets and Giants. I'll start with the Giants while Jeff's in the can. I said it before last week's show. I am no longer predicting things with the Giants. I am no longer playoff stuff. I'm just going to watch each game one at a time and just enjoy a couple of things that came away from last week's game. Obviously, listen, they beat the Panthers. A game that maybe earlier in the season they might have lost. I loved, I think if you're a Giant fan, I think the one thing that came out, you have to come out of this season with so far, is that Daniel Jones is a legit quarterback. Now, is he an elite quarterback? Is he Hall of Fame quarterback? Is he winning the Super Bowl? I don't know yet. But the kid is a definite legit quarterback. He no longer goes back to throw a pass and you hold your breath. He's become a very competent quarterback. Other than the Ram game, listen, the Ram game was abuse, was terrible on a lot of ends. But I think Daniel Jones has become a legit NFL quarterback.
I just came back in time for this.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that I thought he played a heck of a game on Sunday. Yeah, the stats aren't tremendous, but he caught a pass, he threw a touchdown, he had 200 yards, he ran for almost 30 yards. Daniel Jones is a legit NFL quarterback. Now, again, is he elite? Is he going to be a top five quarterback? Is he Hall of Fame? None of that's known right now. I don't care about that.
No, but I got to get my 2 cents in on this.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. And there's some of them are questions, some of them are statements.
Go ahead. Okay. Do what you got to
right.
do.
One, I had said in the beginning of the year
that
Sam Darnold wasn't worth his weight in shit.
You did.
And it's starting to look that way.
I would wholeheartedly agree. No Christian McCaffrey, and it's a nosedive.
Yeah, he's just fucking right off the fucking edge of the cliff. So my question to you is this.
Yep.
Pertaining to the Giants.
Yep.
Did the Giants beat the Panthers with skill, or did they beat the Panthers simply because they're such a bad team with Sam Darnold that, you know, I think that just about anybody at this point in time could go and beat. There may be only a couple of teams that are playing worse than the Panthers, where they've lost four in a row right now.
Yeah, yeah. Same like the Broncos. Yeah, I agree, yeah.
To me, mm-hmm. I think that they are definitely, when you think of the bad teams, the Lions, the yep. Texans, the Jets,
mm-hmm.
the next grouping definitely has the Panthers in it.
I agree, so, yeah.
Do you think that it was the Giants beating the Panthers because of skill or because they were just an inferior team and the Giants just matched up well against them?
You know, it's a great question. I'm going to say that it's probably the Panthers are a bad team. We'll know better this week. I think the Giants this week.
I'm going to go as far as to give you, I think it was a little bit of both,
yeah.
to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah, again, I thought the Giants, the first half was a bad first half. I mean, it was a 5-3 at halftime. The Giants squandered a chance down in the goal line to take the score a touchdown. And by the way, win me $360. I picked Kyle Rudolph to score the first touchdown. He caught the pass, looked like he went in for a touchdown, and a replay comes up. He stepped out of bounds by half a foot and cost me $360, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, it does suck, believe me. I had a good day anyway. I had the Giants and the under, so I did win anyway. But yeah, listen, I think they played much better in the second half. I thought the defense. Listen, it's a game that the defense should have shut the other team down. It's a game that they should have put points on the board, and they did. You know,
here's the thing. I understand all of that.
Yeah.
Right? And they should, and the Giants had injuries too.
No, listen,
they had injuries.
There's a lot of people out right now, yeah.
But
yep,
today Donald is so, in my eyes, is so bad.
Oh, he was terrible.
That, you know, this just like when the Jets, a needy quarterback team, get rid of a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of Geno Smith. They got rid of Sam Donald. I firmly believe there's a reason. Like they squeezed everything they could out of these people, and it's just not happening. And Donald is just going to be, so I'd say next year he's a backup. There's already rumors that the Panthers were going to be in for Deshaun Watson, and they don't even know if the fucking guy's going to play.
Yeah, no, by the way, your boy Louis Pica just said
that.
No,
I feel thankful for that.
There you go. Yeah, it's hard to tell you why the Giants won. They won. Yes, I agree with you 100%. Sam Darnold was brutal. Brutal that he got benched in the fourth quarter by a guy who looked like he couldn't even play in a stand-down touch tackle league game.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
I mean, the Panthers got to be sitting there scratching their heads and like, why the fuck did we do this for what we gave up for?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Again, to me, it's one of those things where, you know, Sam Darnold, you know, I'll say this. I gave Sam Darnold some leeway saying, well, maybe with the Jets, he wasn't surrounded by anybody. But, you know, here, he got better talent. Now, when he had McCaffrey, they were winning. He was playing decent football. You know, he still got Robbie Anderson. He's still got some players. He's got more. He's still got a decent team. They can't run the football. But Sam Darnold's looking like one of those guys like that's going to wind up, you're right, as a career backup because he can play the game. He's not embarrassing. But he threw a pick the other day. It was five Giants. There was one Panther, and the ball wasn't anywhere near the guy.
I think I saw that.
It ran down near the goal line. It wasn't even close. I don't know who he was throwing the football to. So, yeah. I think it's a little bit of both, like you said.
You know, I will say this much. Say what you want about the New York Jets and their selections of quarterback.
Yep.
Kellen Clemens went on to be one of the more successful backup quarterbacks in the NFL. I believe with the San Diego Chargers, Geno Smith couldn't make it in New York. He goes up to Seattle. He's one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL today. And next is going to be Sam Darnold on that list.
Yeah, I guess so.
These are all people that were drafted by the Jets that just, you know, they just can't fucking get a quarterback.
Wow. Did you see Geno's performance on Monday night against the Saints? Oof.
I watched some of the game, and yeah, it was pretty rough. But you know something? What I mean that somebody goes down, you know, first of all, the Seahawks were predicted to be a last place team and be a bad team this year. I've seen it in more than one spot. It's starting to come through. and Drew. So I don't think it really matters if it was him or Wilson. But, yeah, with him, it's just bad. Oof. It's just bad.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, I don't know. Like I said, that was a bad game. We'll get to that a little, in a few minutes. But, like I said, I'm just watching the Giants 1 week to week. I'm hoping they win. They went out there the second half. They did what they needed to do against a team they should have beat. And there's probably two other games this year they should have been the same thing. They should have beat Washington. They probably should have beat the Broncos. You know, there are games that the Giants lost. The Falcon game they should have won, but they didn't. So, you know, this week, big game, you know, Monday night, while the Chiefs' defense is horrendously bad, and this week they got beat 28-3, you know, they're still like a top 10 and better ranked offense, you know, with their
Chiefs.
So, yeah, and they're home. This is not an easy game. The Chiefs are what, 3-4 at this point?
Yeah, listen, the Chiefs, yeah, offensively with Patrick Mahomes, I firmly believe in just about any second he could fucking, you know, get his shit together, sure, and put together a great game. I mean, listen, this is somebody 2 years ago, they were predicting to go to the Super Bowl every year for the next 15 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's had a bad time of it, but a winnable game for the Giants, I don't know, it depends on what Giants team shows up.
Yeah, again, yeah, I mean, can I see them going there, finding a way to win the game? Of course. I think this year, Jeff, we've seen it everywhere. There's games, you know, the Rams beat the Lions 28-19. I mean, it was a close football game. The Rams the week before looked like they couldn't be stopped. The Giants couldn't stop anybody. This is one of the weirdest years I've ever seen in the NFL. So, yeah, I'm not predicting a win.
I want to go over that schedule, like I said.
Yeah, we will. I got it right out in front of me. So we will do that shortly. We're going to do the Jets and Giants, and then we'll hit the schedule.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be a game. We'll get to it. I don't know. I just don't know what's going to show up. But I started my thing out by saying, at the very least, if you're a Giant fan, you know that we have a legit quarterback. Whether he's, you know, Super Bowl bound or MVP or top 10, I have no idea. But the kid's legit. He can play the game. That much I'm going to say.
Well, let's see about that, because you know why? If you're going to say that he's going to play the game, anybody can play the game. But
yeah,
you got to be able to win the game also.
Agreed. Agreed.
Two games after. This will be week 8, I believe, yeah, right?
This is week 8. He's the number 16th ranked quarterback in the NFL right now.
Oh, so he's middle of the road right now.
Correct. Absolutely. But again,
no, because there's still half a season, more than half a season to go.
Absolutely.
But you do want to see him take the next step.
Agreed.
You know, without a doubt. Because if not, he's in the same fucking predicament that somebody like Sam Darnold is.
Yeah.
You know, he ain't really doing much to help his team, but he could possibly hurt his team more. And even Sam Darnold won 3 games. So right now, Sam Darnold has actually won more games than fucking Daniel Jones at this point and time of the season.
Yeah. Well, let me give you his quick stats, and then you tell me at this point, halfway through the season, Daniel Jones, quarterback, why am I not seeing his stats? Let's see. They're not giving me his stats here. Stats, players. Let's see. Daniel Jones. Okay, here we go. So he's throwing for 1,727 yards, which is a little less than the bottom of the division. He's averaging 7.1 yards an attempt. He's 153 for 242. He's thrown for 63%. 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 3 in 1 game.
See, now right there,
yep,
before you go any further, not the interceptions. Let's go back and talk about that touchdown category real quick.
Okay.
5 touchdowns in 7 games.
Yep.
Okay? You're not even throwing a touchdown a game. You've been playing every game.
Yep.
Okay, you were stuck on 4 touchdowns a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
So in the last 2 or 3 weeks, he's had 1 touchdown through the air. In order to be successful, he could play the game as good as anybody else, but he's not putting anything in the end zone.
Nope, I wholeheartedly agree. He's at the bottom of the league.
And based on wins and stats like that, he could have the highest percentage of throwing and no interceptions, but he's got, you know, even 3-1 game, it doesn't matter. 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I would say that those stats alone make him look bad.
Listen, I'm not arguing it. I'm just saying I watch him and the kid can play. Whether or not he's going to play great, whether he's going to lead them to a Super Bowl, a playoff win, I have no idea. All I'm just saying is I came out of there saying the kid's a legit player. He runs the ball well. He can beat you with his feet. He can throw the football. Right now, listen, you said it yourself. He's missing Galladay. He's missing Tony. He's missing Shepard. You know, he's had guys out of here. Barkley. He's been throwing the ball to Pettis, C.J. Board. You know, this week you had David Sills. I mean, just, you know, I like to see this offense in total. He missed Andrew Thomas, who's been fantastic this year, missed the second game. You know, so I'd like to see this kid with a full complement out there. And I don't understand, Jeff, why this team has so many injuries, especially to their big offensive players.
Listen, you don't know what's going to happen until these guys get on the field. A lot of these guys didn't play in the preseason. Maybe they didn't get enough work in the preseason. Yeah. You know, right now you got to figure this is week 8. In all actuality, it's week 4.
Yeah, you're right.
If you think about it, because some of these guys, even 3, let's call it week five. Because let's say that the first 3 games were preseason games. I'm telling you, the Giants are going to become a better team once they get rid of fucking Gettleman. I'm convinced the guy does not know what he's doing. Now, he might have done it once with the Panthers. I don't think this guy is good for the Giants. He's not good for the Giants. Well, they got to get somebody else. That's all there is to it. They have to.
Well,
they need a different general manager. And then you have to worry, whoever the next general manager is, you got to watch, because the longer that they keep Gettleman, then when the next general manager comes, well, I want to replace the coach. Then when the next coach comes in, well, I don't like Jones. I like this guy better. And it's liable to start the whole process over again for the Giants. Remember, I am a Jet fan. I've seen this happen many, many, many times over the years.
No, I agree.
It's got to happen. You know what I mean?
Yep. Nope. I got you. Let's. And speaking of, and listen, you're not alone. There's a lot of Giant fans calling for Gettleman's head. I think if this season ends with 5-6 wins,
there's no reason. Let me ask you this. Give me one reason to keep Dave Gettleman at the end of this season.
Right now, there's none. I don't have any right now. I honestly, truly don't. I mean, you know, his signing of Galladay is starting to look bad. Now, listen, the guy has had some good moves. I won't say he hasn't. I mean, you know, I think the Leonard Williams trade is coming to fruition. His pick of Daniel Jones has come good. But, you know, I can't say the same about Barkley. You know, Galladay's been bad.
Real quick, Leonard Williams.
Yep.
You traded for Leonard Williams. Mm-hmm. I think he had 3 sacks in his Jet career. He came on. He ended up getting 11.5, and then he was absent for half the fucking season so far. He's been coming on a little bit, but
yes,
you know what?
He's played really well the last 2 or 3 games. He's played last week was great.
The amount of time that they played. He signs Galladay, who spent half the season last year injured, and already he's been injured a couple games this year. Barkley, he's a running back. Some people say they took him high, whatever. I don't go with that. If that's your guy, you take him when he's available.
Correct.
Well, if the guy is injury prone, the guy is injury prone. If you think he's injury prone and he's going to continue to be that way, now's the time to get rid of him and try to get something in return for him before you let him go for nothing. And then he goes someplace and gets 5,000 yards a year. You know, you don't need that. Daniel Jones, 5 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions. He was 4 touchdown passes and 1 interception 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
He could play. Maybe he could play. But if he's not bringing them to the touchdown, to the end zone, you know, I don't know. Is this all going to be a domino effect if they change the general manager?
I think Judge is safe. I think Jones has done enough where, listen, you can go around the league and I give you a handful of guys that I would take over Jones right now, and I can give you a whole bunch of guys that I would not go near over Jones. So I think from a certain standpoint, I think the nucleus is good. I think Gettleman's only hope is that this team makes a run like they did last year and gets to 8, 9, 10 wins, which is maybe near impossible. Other than that, I think Gettleman's going to go, and they're going to look elsewhere. I don't think Judge is going anywhere. I think the biggest failure, that if you want to land something on Gettleman's desk, the one thing I'll land on his desk is the offensive line. The offensive line has had some hope to it, but has not gotten to where it needs to get to for this team in 3 years. And I think if anything's going to get him fired, that's going to be the thing.
Oh, we will find out, man. He may be in the last half of his season as general manager of the Giants. And I got to be honest with you, as somebody who's not a Giant fan, I want to see this fucking guy go because I think he's I don't think he's doing the right thing.
Yeah. Well, again, there's a lot of Giant fans who agree with you. I am stuck in the middle. I think he's done some really good stuff, and I think he's done some really bad stuff. So, you know, I'm not going to sit there and tell you that he deserves to come back. I think the only way he's back if this team makes a big run and gets to 9 wins or more. Otherwise, I don't think there's a chance of him coming back. So we'll see. But let's go to the other side of the stadium and the Jets. And I think right now there's been a lot of how do I call it, shadow cast on your boy Joe Douglas and even a little bit on Robert Saleh. There's a lot of talk out there in the sports radio world where people in today's post, I had some stuff where they throw a little shade at him. And people starting to worry that maybe Robert Saleh is not cut out to be a head coach and maybe Joe Douglas is not making the best decision. Now, Wilpon came out and said, I believe in these guys. He's a deep thinker. I don't know what your boy Will – oh, not Wilpon, I'm sorry.
Well, what that means is that they're going to be gone in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, again
– it's the classic, they got my vote, they're in. They're going to be there the rest of the season. And I don't think it's going to happen.
Here's the thing that's confused me with this team so far. And here's the one knock I'm going to put on Joe Douglas. He's in the same boat to me as Gettleman. He has not improved this offensive line. This is his third offensive line he's gone through the season with, and he has not done it. Now, the first one, yes, again, he did make a couple of changes, so I'll say it's just 2.5. But 2 years in a row now, this has been a horrendous offensive line. He's done nothing. He's had cap room, and he can't get it together.
He doesn't go after bigger name free agents. He goes for little dinks and dunks in free agency of guys that you're like, I think that's for him, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The only thing I could tell you about the Jets and the offensive line, they drafted Becton, mm-hmm. okay? And I said from the minute they drafted Becton, he's too big, okay? When you're hovering around 370, you're too big, especially for an athletic position like left tackle. Then you took this kid this year from USC, okay? I haven't really heard much about him, okay? But I haven't heard anything bad about him either. But he's a guard.
Yep.
So, okay, let's see what happens, okay? You know, it is what it is. George Fant has been playing rather well for the Jets.
Okay.
What's that guy that sent his name? What the fuck is the sent his name? I think it's McGovern.
McGovern.
Yeah.
I think so.
I haven't heard anything bad about him either. He's been doing all right for himself. So, I mean, they've got some pieces, but they're not all playing together. So, you know, you do need to get better. But things you said about Saleh, yeah, it's he's not doing anything. You had 2 weeks to think about this Patriots game.
Yeah.
Okay, you had 2 weeks to come up with a competitive game plan to make yourself look like you were ready for the game and that you were doing your homework on them and everything else. It did nothing. You did nothing. So I got to lay a lot of blame on him. But I must say about Douglas.
Yeah, go ahead.
I kind of disagree with you because the first year they had him, mm-hmm. that was right after McCagnan put the team together and
Correct.
They took him out and they put Douglas in there. So I want to see what happens after this year. Okay, going to the free agency of this year mm-hmm. is the important year for me. This is year 3 of him picking everything, the draft. I mean, if he stays, all right, after this year, if this team next year at this time is not, I'd say 4-4 at the least by now, 4-3, or at or above 500 by a game or two, then, yeah, you once again must purge the fucking front office, and whatever happens, happens. The only problem is that I wonder if they're going to keep him so that they give Saleh 2 years. But I just don't like the way, when you look at him, he just looked frustrated on the sidelines, Saleh. I don't think he realized what it was he was signing up for. I really don't. I think he thought he was still in fucking San Francisco.
Yeah, I will tell you that it's hard to pick on his in-game stuff because they haven't been close in very, very many games to kind of pick apart whether he's calling timeouts properly or running situations the right way. But, you know, I don't think they've scored. Hey, Will Cork, how you doing? I don't think they've scored a point. They haven't scored a point yet in the first quarter.
No.
You got thoroughly, like you said, thoroughly embarrassed this week. I mean, somebody in the NFL drops 54 points on you. 54. And I'll tell you, here's my biggest problem that I have with the Jets and Joe Douglas right now. And you may argue with me on this one, but before I go back to Salah, I want to rip Joe Douglas about this. You cannot go in with a rookie coach, rookie coordinator, a brand new rookie off the shelf who's played at, you know, not the biggest quarterback school in the whole world, and go into a season without a veteran quarterback on your bench.
Tom, there's one. You're right on all points. There is no argument to be made. You can't argue any of that you just said. If you argue it, you don't understand the game at all whatsoever. Okay? You're not talking about one veteran. Then when you do acquire a veteran,
you
get Joe Flacco back, who you let go.
Yeah, you paid a number six for a guy you already had that you probably could have signed for half what you're going to pay him now.
Two things that I would have done, too. Okay?
One,
I would have gotten Joe Flacco back if Adam Gase was still the fucking coach and you were playing the same system. So now you just had somebody come on in that knows everything that you'd be like, all right, come on, bro, get out there, do what you got to do.
Right.
Okay? Second, I would have kicked the tires at the very least on Cam Newton.
Oof.
Tom, I would have kicked the tires on Cam Newton, and the reason I tell you that,
is
one, this kid fucking, what's his, Wilson?
Yeah.
He scares me. He's small. He looks lost back there.
He does.
He looks like he's more worried about how he looks on the field that he's modeling than he is for fucking playing. That's one thing, okay? Second of all, he looks small. He looks too small for me. I don't like it. I don't remember the last time I saw a quarterback that looked that small. Maybe RG3 when he was playing.
Good call. Okay.
That size worries me. He could be very fragile, and he might have proved it.
Proved it already, yeah.
Third of all, Cam Newton, okay, say what you want about him. He's a bigger guy. You know he's not going to be there long term. Neither is Joe Flacco.
Yep.
Okay. Cam Newton could run. So at least you have a different element in the game. I don't want to see Zach Wilson run. I do not want to see this man run. It scares me. He's too small. But if you got Cam Newton and you signed him for the veterans minimum and he ran and he blew out a knee, take the check. Thank you. And you go on to the next guy. What is it? What do you have to hurt there? You know what I mean?
No, it's not outrageously dumb. My point is, how do you go into a season and not have a guy on your bench? Yo, that's my indictment of Joe Douglas. I agree with you. They probably, you know, to bring back Flacco didn't make a lot of sense to me, but you needed somebody.
What about Salah? You say it's against Douglas, okay? Let's just say that Douglas was like, you know what? We're going to go with these guys. And if you're Salah, you're going to be like, whoa, listen. Do you understand the system I'm running? Do you understand the importance of the quarterback, okay? A mobile quarterback, whatever you want to say, however you want to put it, I need somebody that knows what's going on. Somebody has to show this kid the ropes. He played a completely different system or whatever it is, the conversations that take place.
Sure.
You have to have that veteran presence. That's all there is to it. Sam Darnold had Josh McCown. Everybody thought it was, oh, he's got Josh McCown. This is fucking great. Look at this. He's so lucky he's got Josh McCown. Are you fucking kidding me? The guy was a sub-runner quarterback, and everybody thought it was the greatest move in the world. And
yep.
He was on the Jets at the time.
Yeah.
Okay? Get somebody. And not for nothing, is Joe Flacco the guy? Maybe if he played from the start of the preseason, maybe.
Yeah, no.
Mid-season, why not? Fuck it. Grab Cam Newton. You got nothing to lose.
No, I agree from the sense that if you said it right, if you were bringing Joe Flacco back to a system he knew already, I'd understand your point and all of that. But you're right. And I said, he's not even showing up. He's not even showing up till tomorrow.
No.
He's not playing Sunday.
No, I know that.
So, I mean, you know, you're going with Mike White, and I guess, I think it's Josh Johnson is the backup, and I don't know why. You know, the guy's been around forever, but he was on the Giants for 2 years. You know, if he's qualified, why do you even have to bring Flacco back?
I don't know.
But, yeah.
I don't know, but I mean, at this point in time, with the Giants, with the Jets, as bad as they are.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm going hard at this point in time for this. But you know what? That's another reason why I would turn around and would have considered, at the very least, considered Cam Newton. You know it's going to be a one-year rental. What could he possibly do wrong in half a season on the Jets? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
this guy wants to fucking revive his career. Give him the chance to revive his career. He's got a set of legs.
No.
You know what I mean? You know that he's not going to throw the ball. But if you had a choice between Joe Flacco and Cam Newton, I think that Cam Newton would be the better weapon than Joe Flacco at this point in time.
You know what? I saw
Flacco. Was 35, 36 years old, bro.
Yeah, no, listen, I saw Cam Newton throw the football this year, and it wasn't pretty in the preseason. But, again, if you asked me for the two, I would agree with you. I would probably have taken taken a run at Cam Newton because Flacco can't run, and he's going to be a sitting duck in that bag, in that pocket with the way his offensive line. Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But, you know, listen, you know, I'm just surprised that Cam Newton hasn't even been discussed. I haven't seen it. I'm on the waiver wires. I go to Bleacher Report and Pro Football Talk and NFL.com, and I haven't seen his name mentioned anywhere for any job, for any team. So,
it is what it is. And when you think of some of the quarterbacks that's out there, you got Detroit at 0-7.
Yeah.
You got the Texans at what, 1-6?
Yeah, with this kid Sills.
He's not even playing?
No, it's David Sills. That's David Sills. Davis Mills is quarterback in that. Yeah, I mean,
fucking Miami and Tua.
It's terrible, yeah.
Kind of all other teams that are like, you know, is it time? Seattle goes down, they go to Geno Smith, even though we said he's one of the better, I said he's one of the better backups in the league.
Yep.
Somebody can plug and play. But is Cam Newton, I would think that Cam Newton is better than fucking Geno Smith.
Yeah. No, you know, it's surprising to me, but, time moves on in the NFL. And, I don't know if it's a question about him in the locker rooms. I'm not sure what it is, but I am a little surprised that Cam Newton.
I think something would have been said if that was the case.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. But listen, I think this is, I think that if you're Robert Saleh and if you're Joe Douglas, you guys, they need to have this thing at least get righted before the end of the day. You don't want to go into the offseason, with a 1-1 team, 1-16 team or 2-15 team, and playing as bad as they are. There's going to be a lot of questions, and next year it's going to be, the hot seat's going to be up high real quick.
You would like to, you would want to think so, that that would be what the normal teams do.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if that's going to happen this year. And Saleh, I got to say, let's see what happens. Let's see how this plays out.
Yeah.
There's half a season left. I guess you can't say that it's a 17-game season anymore. It is now, a 7 or 9-game season, 8 or 9-game season for Saleh. Maybe if he goes.
There's 10 games left. He's got time to go.
4-5, whatever the case is, he's turning it around. Let's see what happens. This team is now, they went from averaging 13 points a game to 24 points a game. You know, it's a big difference. The quarterback is going for 250, 260. But once again, you had Smith, you had Sanchez. Now you have this kid, Wilson. It's like the rut that they're in. They throw for 170 yards and that's it. This guy's got another fucking shitty. What, you got his stats with you?
Who's that? Who do you want? Wilson's?
Wilson.
I can get him up for you right now. I got him in here. Stats. Quarterbacks. He's on row 2 of quarterbacks, I believe. Next page. Zach Wilson, you ready? 1,168 yards passing.
Okay, so right off the bat, he's 600 behind fucking Jones.
Yeah. He has 104 for 181. He's completing 57% of his passes, which
Jones was in the 60s,
63. 4 TDs, 9 interceptions.
All right, so you know what? Just the TD passes are pretty much the same. He has a few more interceptions, but you know what? For what Jones lacks in interceptions, he makes up for in fumbles. And I don't know if Wilson fumbling the ball that much.
I don't see that. That's the stat that's not given. I know Jones doesn't have many this year. I don't see what Wilson has. It's not showing me that in his he's been sacked 19 times already, which is a lot.
Justin Fields leads the league in 22, and he hadn't even played the whole fucking season.
Yeah, and let's be honest, man. You know, you look at what this class so far. I mean, listen, it's a rookie year, so
that class is a bust so far.
So,
if you had to ask me,
yeah,
what I'm thinking so far, other than Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones is the one guy, and I said it in the draft. I thought the one guy that was NFL ready right now, but he needed to go to the right situation, and he wound up there. Is Mac Jones. The rest of them, Trey Lance looks lost. Justin Fields looks like he's never played football before. And
yeah,
Zach Wilson.
Real quick, San Francisco. And I just don't like when they bring the quarterback in and, you know, all of these trick plays.
I agree with you.
How people get hurt, you lose fucking players.
I agree.
Second of all, if the whole point was for this guy to sit and learn, he's not sitting and learning if he's coming on the field and playing.
Yeah,
in jeopardy.
I agree.
Stupid-ass fucking plays, so I wouldn't do it. But San Francisco itself, which was supposed to be a pretty okay team this year, is proven to be just a shitty team.
Yeah, another 2-3 team. Yeah, another 2-3 team. So, yeah, listen, hold on. Like I said, right now, it's a rookie year. It's hard to say, but you watch these guys, and it looks like they are exactly what I said, overrated guys who are going to be projects. If you're going to get these guys to be professional football players, those three guys are going to take some time to get there. They don't look like they're close. It's, you know, each one of them has looked completely lost, except, like you said, except for Mac Jones. Mac Jones looks like a professional quarterback. He's got some issues too. Don't get me wrong.
Mac Jones went into a system with a stable coach, a stable assistants, and everything else. You know, you send Justin Fields to Chicago where we don't know what's going on with the coach. They just blew it on Trubisky and everything, who's now looks like he's going to be another career backup. Trey Lance, you know, that was supposed to be a good situation. But, you know, say what you want. You're Jimmy Garoppolo, and there's the number one, the number three pick in the draft is sitting next to you in the quarterback room. So this has to be on your fucking mind that, you know, how much longer am I going to be here? How much longer am I going to be playing for?
Yeah.
It has to be. You know what I mean?
I couldn't agree. I couldn't argue that.
Wilson, I mean, you almost got to feel bad for Zach Wilson, because it's like, what does he do? What does he do? You go, you play, you have a bad game. You can't even go sit on the bench and talk to the backup quarterback and be like, dude, what do you see?
Yeah.
Because the other guy next to him has even less experience on the field than he's got.
Yeah, and he's been playing, and he's been in the league since 2018. It's scary.
Yeah. Although I will say, this kid White was his last name, right?
Yeah, Mike White.
Yeah, he didn't look bad playing for the Jets.
No, again, he didn't embarrass himself.
Tony Bradshaw, but he looked bad.
Yeah, he did not look like
he's not the answer.
No, obviously he's not the answer, but I would also tell you that he didn't embarrass himself in the. He's going to get a chance this week to go out there and play the game. And see, right now I got the Cardinal game up on the screen. Cardinals Green Bay out in Arizona. Cardinals are driving. They almost scored a touchdown, but DeAndre Hopkins got hit with a penalty for face masking. One of the weirdest face masks I've ever seen. A guy who's stiff-arming on a touchdown run, and he stiff-armed pulled the guy's face mask, got a 15-yard penalty. Anyway.
This is... Between these two teams, the highest winning percentage between two teams this late in the season on a Thursday night game.
Wow.
I know. Well, big deal, right? But it's still.
No, listen, after the last few weeks, I mean, last week's game was Cleveland-Denver was a bore fest. Denver's one of the most overrated teams, unfortunately, this year. Started out 3-0, now they're 3-4. Cleveland's completely just mismanaging this whole season. A lot of people had them, going to the Super Bowl, including me, had them going to at least a deep run into the playoffs. And right now, it looks like Baker Mayfield, may miss some significant time unless he can play with a torn labrum in his left shoulder. So, I mean, it's going to be, we're going to run through again Hard Rocket Sports. Jeff and Tommy here hanging on a Thursday night. Make sure you come back every Thursday. We do this each week from 7 to 9:30 right here. And we'll have some fun. We've got the holidays coming, so pay attention to some special shows along the way.
Holidays start Sunday, man.
Yeah.
Everybody fucking discounts Halloween, but you know what? You got to think, at this time of the year, there's more holidays than anything else. Halloween, Election Day, Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Fucking Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
Yep.
Okay? Plus, I mean, holidays we don't fucking celebrate because we ain't get presents for, like Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
Right.
But they have to be mentioned anyway. But enough of that.
Yes. Real quick, before we do move on, though, I do want to mention that listen to these stats. I'm not going to tell you who it is. 2,275 yards passing. 303 pass attempts, completed 203. Only 100 passes hit the ground. 21 TDs, 3 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 108. I mean, mind-boggling. Jeff, you want to guess who that is? Tom Brady. I know you know who it is. It's Tom Brady, who threw his 601st touchdown pass. I mean, at 44 years old, the guy is still absolutely killing it out there. He's absolutely by far the best quarterback in the league at this point. Not even close. Nothing. Not even going there, huh?
I don't even know who he is.
All right. We'll move on.
I hope every time he goes back to pass.
Yep.
This season, let's go with a ball. I hope he gets hit right here, underneath, so it knocks the wind out of him.
Okay.
I hope he gets hit in the small of his back, and he feels a jolt go up and down his spine to the heel of his foot. And then I hope he falls on his face mask and chips a tooth. Every time he chips a different tooth, just a little bit. So just enough that when he's barking out signals, he shreds the inside of his mouth.
All right, I'm going to play something for you because now I have to play this, so get ready.
Hey, Eli, we got to
go. I like going for this, though.
Hey, Eli, we got to keep going quick here. Let's keep going quick because Tom's got to go to bed here soon. Let's keep going quick. Tom, what do you like here, 4th and 1?
What's your curfew, Tom?
I like going for it. We're past it, but only for
you
guys would I break my own curfew.
That was – I don't know if you know this, but on 10 of the 17 – Monday night games, Peyton and Eli do a ESPN2 show where they have the game on and they talk about the game and then they bring in different guests. This week it was Tom Brady and Marshawn Lynch. I've seen Ray Lewis. I've seen a whole bunch of people. And they had Tom Brady on. It was some funny stuff between Eli and Tom about the Super Bowls and all that good stuff. I'm sure that made you feel good to see Tom Brady.
I hate Tom Brady, bro. I can't stand Tom Brady. He may be the. I wish more harm on Tom Brady than I do my wife. That's how much I hate Tom. Matter of fact, if I saw two people drowning and one of them was Tom Brady and the other one was my ex-wife, and my ex-wife was yelling at me all the shit she did to lead up to present day,
yeah.
I would still reach out and try to help her out of the water.
You would.
I tell Tom Brady, I'll be right back to throw rocks at you. I would not try to help Tom Brady at all. I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
Before I get it, I got to go show you. I've had this up on my thing for about 2 months now, and I haven't done it. Look at this baseball swing, and tell me this isn't the worst thing you've ever seen in your entire life. Watch this.
Rangers team said it best. He said he was just the nicest person you ever would meet.
Sammy Long's showing a lot of good stuff in this change up
here.
Oh, my
goodness.
That's just not picking the ball up.
That's right.
Out of the hand.
Did you want to see that again?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Rangers team said it best. He said he was just the nicest person you ever would meet.
Sammy Long's showing a lot of good stuff in this change.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just not picking the ball.
That's got to be the worst swing I've ever seen in my entire life.
That second angle was like,
Damn,
put that shit in perspective. What the fuck was that?
He was swinging 5 minutes. The guy was still scuffing the ball up. He was already swinging. I've never seen anything like that in my entire life.
I think the catcher fucking threw the ball up to the pitcher. He started his swing.
I've been holding that for about 2 months. I got to show Jeff this. I don't care if you're a baseball fan or not. You look at that and go, what was he swinging at? I can't even imagine what he was swinging at. So
I have no idea what possessed him to swing. What?
He swung 10 minutes before the guy showed up. The guy was still at home saying goodbye to his kids. He was already swinging.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I hope he was lead off.
All right. So, Jeff, let's go. First, before we get to run through all the games on Sunday, I want to bring back semi or not at all. And I'm going to throw you some games, and you're going to tell me whether you're semi or not at all for these games on Sunday. Ready?
Okay.
We'll start off with your beloved Jets, who are playing, who are at a home to the Cincinnati Bengals. Jeff, Cincinnati's a big team this year. Jeff, are you semi or not at all?
Not at all. And the only thing is, this is going to be like feeding a raptor in Jurassic Park, and the Bengals are just going to fucking eat them alive, I feel. Okay. I don't think the Jets stand any chance at all.
Okay, fair enough. And Jeff, how about New England at the Chargers? Semi or not at all?
You know, semi, because they have two teams that are trending in the right way. Let's see if the Chargers get past their problems from a few weeks ago. The Patriots are definitely not the team that they are going to be in the next year or so, I feel. But, you know, this could be the next Brady Manning.
Okay.
Type of thing. You don't know.
Semi or not at all? Semi or not at all?
I already said semi.
Okay. Dallas at Minnesota?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I think Dallas is going to fucking run roughshod.
And last but not least, how about the Giants at Kansas City? Semi or not at all?
Man, I don't know. It depends, man.
It's a Monday night game? No.
Not at all. Not at all.
All right. So let's run.
Only because I think that the Giants aren't going to be able to contain them. They're not going to be able to contain them offensively. Okay. And if Mahomes gets going with the weapons that he does have, there's not going to be anything that Giants can do defensively.
All valid. Well, let's run through all the games. You want to run through the divisions a little bit. And next week, after this week's games, we'll be at week 8. I know it's not necessarily the halfway point, but we're going to do another round of contenders or pretenders.
Well, what we should do, if you want to do the right thing, is get the half man involved and do halfway with the half man.
Wow, that's a heck of a segment.
I like the way that flows.
That's a nice way, halfway with the half man. That would be okay.
You know, he comes on and he's very belligerent and violent.
Yes, he is belligerent. I agree with that.
And he's quick to fucking, somebody that's 4'3" is quick to be fucking calling other people names.
Yes, that's very true. So let's run through the games for this week. We'll start again. Let's go back to tonight's Green Bay at Arizona. Two teams, 7-0 and 6-1. This game is already in progress, and St. Louis, and the Arizona is up 7-0 early. You know, this should be a better game. I know Green Bay's missing three of their top receivers, and this is not a, I don't know. It's just one out. It's just it could be an NFC Conference Championship game preview. I don't know. Go ahead.
It could be, but more importantly, right now, I'm looking at the standings. I think this is a bigger game for the Cardinals, because if the Cardinals win, that means the Rams go into Sunday's game a game and a half out of first place.
Correct.
So, you know, they need two games now to pass the Cardinals, and that may be hard with the way the Cardinals are playing. Green Bay could afford the loss. They already have a two-game lead.
In a very bad division, yeah.
Yeah, in a very bad division. So I don't think you're going to have to worry about Green Bay. I think they'll rebound nicely if they lose. But I think it's a bigger game for the Cardinals, and I think it'll have more of an impact on the Cardinals, because now you're going to have a game in hand on the fucking Packers. So when it comes to, you know, home field advantage, you have an early two-game lead over them, you know?
No.
Just one in hand.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%. Jeff, good calls. Let's go back to the Cincinnati at the Jets. Listen, this is, I think for each week, Cincinnati, it's a big game, and I'll tell you why. People don't believe it. I said it before the season to you that I thought Cincinnati had a chance to be a force in that division. Now, I didn't expect Pittsburgh to be bad. You know, I certainly didn't expect Cleveland to be bad. I didn't think that the Ravens would be that good, but they played pretty well. But this is a very surprising Bengal team. It's played really well. Joe Burrow has represented himself really well. But they need to prove themselves each week. Now, listen, they're getting a Jets team with their backup quarterback. I don't know if Mosley's back or not yet. They're just coming off a 54-point loss.
Mosley's supposed to be playing this week.
Yeah, they're coming off a 54-13 loss last week. You know, I'm expecting better things out of the Jets. If you don't see a better game out of the Jets this week at home, at least keep it to 10 points or less, I'm going to tell you that I was very disappointed in the Jets coaching staff. But this is a big game for Cleveland, for Cincinnati to keep putting some wins ahead.
Big game for Cincinnati. You know, listen, say what you want, but, you know, they're one game. Cleveland is one game behind them.
Yep.
Okay? They're tied for first place with Baltimore, which I'm sure Baltimore is surprised and now realizes that the Bengals are here.
Yep.
But I didn't think the Bengals were going to be the team that they are this year.
Yeah.
I figured that would have been more towards the end of the year into next year. But it's nice to see a team, you know, listen, it gives hope to teams like the Jets. Where
yeah.
they should be watching a model of this,
sure,
and saying like this team is 5-2, and you know, listen, as a point differential at 61 points, so that's big, and you know, if they win, you know, that maybe they get a game in hand in the standings against the fucking Baltimore Ravens. Did they play the Ravens yet?
Yeah. I do not believe so.
All right, so then I mean, they might have two games against the Ravens. So that could be big for them.
Hold on a second.
Didn't they play the Ravens
last week? I'm sorry, you're right. Yeah, they beat Baltimore 41-17.
Okay, so In Baltimore. They still have a game in hand. And
yep.
I know it gets cold in Baltimore, but it gets cold in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And we're going into November, and they haven't played yet. So whenever that game may be, it could be a pretty brutal game.
Yep, nope, interesting. Yeah, Cincinnati got to keep winning. You can't come off. You know, what you're afraid of in that game is, this game coming up, is, you know, you just beat your rival, the team that you're tied with. You put a shellacking on them. Now you're going to go on the road to the Jets. You're going to be a little bit down. You don't want to come up into this game and be flat if you're Joe Burrow and the Bengals. You want to go out there and you want to put 28, 35 points on the board and continue down. You don't want to give away the advantage you just got.
Don't worry. I think they're going to do it.
All right. Well, let's go on to another game. Carolina at Atlanta. Both teams in the South Division of the NFC. Atlanta's 3-3. Carolina 3-4. I don't have much hope here for Carolina, to be honest with you. The way they're playing, I think I know that Donald's back to the starting spot. No Christian McCaffrey, as far as I know, this week.
Okay.
Yeah. So. I think Atlanta's been an okay team. They showed some spots. So, you know, this is a pretty meaningless game in that division. Although, where's all the wild cards coming from?
Well, definitely not that division. I'll tell you that much. And I'll tell you this much, too. It always seems like Atlanta and Carolina are playing for another pretty much every week.
I'll tell you.
That division, whenever you turn around and look, they seem to be playing. But more importantly, this is a big game for Donald.
Yes.
Never mind for these teams. Donald could be the start of the end of his NFL career. You know, 7 games in, 10 left. Yeah, you still got plenty of time, but you need to show that you belong and do it without your weapons. Okay? You need to do something. You need to show something, and he's not showing something. Atlanta, they're a team, too, that's got to get back on track. Ridley hasn't had the points of the yardage that he usually gets. So, you know, this could be a big game. Between those two teams, I don't see it having much of a way of impact on anybody else.
You know, you got to remember one thing. There are, I'll tell you this. So let's say it ended right now, this season. Dallas would get the win to get the NFC East. Tampa, Green Bay, and Arizona would all win the divisions. After that, Jeff, the Rams are 6-1. So let's say they're going to get a wild card spot. That leaves 2 spots. There are New Orleans at 3-2, Atlanta's at 3-3, Minnesota's at 3-3, Chicago's at 3-4, Frisco's at 2-3. Carolina right now is really one game behind the last wild card spot. Carolina, Atlanta, those teams are all wild cards right now. If the season ended today, I know it's a long way to go.
I hear you, but I just don't. I don't think you have to worry about that if you're a Carolina fan.
No.
I think that Sam Donald hasn't killed that team completely yet.
No.
I think he's on his way.
Yeah.
To kill that team completely.
No, but, I agree. But not an insignificant – nobody's out of it at this point right now. So, Rams, Rams at Houston, Jeff. Rams are 6-1. Houston's at 1-6. I don't see much here. You got anything that makes people want to watch this one?
Other than maybe, what's his face?
Matthew Stafford.
Stafford fucking kicks the barrel. That's about it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like much. It looks like they'll go to 7-1 this week, but –